One of the lessons I learned early on, never answer the question that is asked of you. Answer the question that you wish had been asked of you.
That's former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara, one of the architects of America's war in Vietnam. A few years before he died, in 2009, McNamara was featured in the Oscar-winning documentary The Fog of War, the Errol Morris film that's become a classic account of moral culpability during wartime. Near the end of his life, McNamara admitted that the Vietnam War was a colossal mistake, but he always avoided questions of personal responsibility. Errol Morris talked with Steve Paulson shortly after his film came out.
For many people of my generation, he symbolized everything that was wrong with the war in Vietnam, everything that was wrong with government. I sometimes describe McNamara as the man who got the hat trick. He got hated by the left, the right, and the center.
He was hated by the right because he didn't go all out to win the war. Of course, he was hated by the left because he was the defense secretary during the war.
That's correct. And one point, the war even became known as McNamara's War, as if somehow he was the cause of it all, the sole cause of it all.
Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, on each of his 7 inspection trips to Vietnam, has found some positive aspect to the course of the war there.
The most vivid impression I'm bringing back is that we've stopped losing the war. The North Vietnamese today, we believe, have 9 regiments of
some of the men had little training in a state park in Kentucky before coming here, but it did not prepare them for the thicket of trees, spike vines, thorn bushes, almost perpendicular cliffs, 90 degree temperature, insects.
This has changed from a nasty little war to a nasty middle-sized war.
Now America wins the wars that she undertakes, make no mistake about it. If this little nation goes down the drain and can't maintain her independence, ask yourself what's going to happen to all the other little nations.
McNamara tells us a long story about his development. Very, very early on in the interview, I found out about his relationship with Curtis LeMay, who was an Army Air Force general at the end of World War II. And McNamara served under him.
This is a pivotal moment, it would seem, in the shaping of Robert McNamara, what he did during the Second World War and what his relationship with his commander, Curtis LeMay, was. And
pivotal moment in McNamara's history and in the history of the world.
And just the firebombing of Tokyo in one night, 100,000 people were killed. And that was just one of many cities across Japan. I mean, there was massive death even before the United States dropped those 2 nuclear bombs.
I think the issue is not so much incendiary bombs. I think the issue is, in order to win a war, should you kill 100,000 people in one night by firebombing or any other way? LeMay's answer would be clearly yes. McNamara, do you mean to say that instead of burning to death 100,000 Japanese civilians in that one night, we should have burned to death a lesser number or none, and then had our soldiers cross the beaches in Tokyo and been slaughtered in the tens of thousands? Is that what you're proposing?
Essentially, we had turned Japan into a wasteland even before we dropped the atomic weapons.
And he went on from Tokyo to firebomb other cities. 58% of Yokohama. Yokohama is roughly the size of Cleveland. 58% of Cleveland destroyed. Tokyo is roughly the size of New York. 51% of New York destroyed. 99% of the equivalent of Chattanooga, which was Toyama. 40% of the equivalent of Los Angeles, which was Nagoya. This was all done before the dropping of the nuclear bomb, which, by the way, was dropped by LeMay's command. Proportionality should be a guideline in war. LeMay said if we'd lost the war, we'd all have been prosecuted as war criminals. And I think he's right. He, and I'd say I, were behaving as war criminals.
It's important to understand that 1945 was this important moment for the world in the sense that warfare has changed. when you choose to bomb with incendiaries, you're no longer involved in strategic bombing. You're not after some specific military site that needs to be destroyed. You're after civilians.
You want to terrorize the population.
That's correct. Firebombing is a way of destroying cities and people.
You know what I found fascinating about McNamara's recollections of the Second World War is he talks about conversations he had with Curtis LeMay about this. And LeMay said that, look, if we didn't win the war, we would be tried as war criminals. Thankfully, we did win the war, so that didn't happen. And it's so interesting that McNamara would talk about the whole question of war criminals in the context of World War II, but I'm guessing he would never touch that question in Vietnam, because, of course, that's what he was called during the Vietnam years.
It's a very interesting question. Here is McNamara talking about war crimes in a just war, a war that we correctly, I believe, see as a war between right and wrong, but doesn't bring it up with respect to Vietnam. Well, people who have uncharitable feelings about McNamara will say, well, he brings it up in World War II because he doesn't want to deal with the question in Vietnam. I think that that question is very much on his mind.
Well, it has to be. He's been accused of this for decades. I remember a talk he gave in Madison, probably 15 years ago when he was president of the World Bank, and people in the audience got up and shouted at him, war criminal, when he was talking. And I'm sure he got that all the time. He's had to think about that, I would think.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by the man because you actually are witness to someone wrestling with his conscience, a man tortured by his past.
Well, and McNamara makes the point about how the whole point of living is to learn, particularly to learn from your mistakes, to understand. And there's seemingly this obsessive quest to go back and try to understand why things turned out the way they did. But somehow there's a piece missing in that, because what he never talks about, at least publicly, is his own personal responsibility in all of that. He tends to defer those questions to, well, we, the United States,
yes,
did such and such in Vietnam. It's never, I did this.
I try not to forget about one simple set of facts. No one knows for sure exactly how many Vietnamese died in that war. It's estimated somewhere between 2 and 3 million, as well as 58,000 Americans who died. Yeah, my hope is that this movie teaches us something about the world, about how we have ended up where we are now. McNamara is very useful and very instructive for that purpose.
After you left the Johnson administration, why didn't you speak out against the Vietnam War?
I'm not going to say any more than I have. These are the kinds of questions that get me in trouble. You don't know what I know about how inflammatory my words can appear. A lot of people misunderstand the war, misunderstand me. A lot of people think I'm a son of a bitch.
Do you feel in any way responsible for the war? Do you feel guilty?
I don't want to go into further discussion. It just opens up more controversy.
Is it the feeling that you're damned if you do and if you don't, no matter what you
say? Yeah, that's right. And I'd rather be damned if I don't.
The late Defense Secretary Robert McNamara speaking in the Oscar-winning documentary The Fog of War. Steve Paulson talked with the filmmaker Errol Morris shortly after its release.